This is the BBC from London. Lenin of the Rovers, the ripping story of one man's fight to rid British football of the monstrous perversions that have tarnished its once wholesome image. Hooliganism, corruption, slow-motion replays, and Tony Gubber. The story so far, balding midfield maestro Ricky Lenin with his lieutenants Terry Trotsky and Stevie Stalin have turned the sleepy new town of Felchester on its head with their radical new blend of dialectical materialism and the vicious crunching tackle. At last in Felchester, the football world has found a club where all men are equal, where each player shares alike, where luxuries are no longer restricted to the managerial elite.
It is my turn to have the clothes peg this week. We're a democratic club now, remember?
Exactly, Stevie, son. And we've all democratically agreed that it's not your turn this week.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Did you miss me?
No.
While I was away, did you hang my picture on your wall?
No, I didn't. We didn't because we didn't have a peg to hang it on. Because there's only one peg, and it's my turn to have it this week.
Boys, boys, boys. The world is a big place, and it's full of fish. Let's not argue about peccadillos and paraphernalia and itsy bitsy teeny weeny things. Who cares whose clothes peg it is? Especially when it's been reallocated anyway as an executive clothes peg.
What, like the other 37?
As the people's representative, I have elevated this once humble clothes peg to the status of people's clothes peg.
What we're looking at here, Ricky, me old sunshine, is cosmetic communism. It may look like the genuine article, but it doesn't smell like it to me.
Well, if it looks like communism, then it must be communism, Terry. There's no smoke without salmon. Fire, sorry. I mean to say, everything in this club is shared equally between everybody.
So how come you've got most of it?
Everything I've got is shared equally between me. Let us not get sceptical, chappies. This club has a mission. We can and must begin to build up revolutionary socialism, not with a fantastic human material especially created by our imagination, but with the raw material bequeathed us by capitalism itself. Any questions?
What does communism smell like?
In this club, mate, fishy.
There is more integrity in a single herring than in an entire swarm of imperialist bees.
All right, we'll give it a try your way, son. But on one condition, I want to be centre-forward.
And me?
Yeah, both of us, come on.
Fine, fine. You can both be centre-forward. Anything else?
Yep. Who's going to wear that pair of football boots this week?
Hello and welcome to Footy Scene. Now, my name's Frank Lee Bryan, the man who shoots straight where it hurts the most. Unfortunately, Brian frankly can't be with us tonight, owing to gunshot wounds. But my special guest has just flown in specially from Madrid to be specially with us, the deeply special Des Frankly. Hasta mañana, Des.
Do what?
Spain's senior football, Des Frankly, who's just completed a successful season in charge of Spanish giants, Real Thing. And he'll be jetting in every week to take over the hot seat in our new afternoon roundup, Frankly and the Des. Buenaventura, mi old toreador.
Come again, Chief.
Des Frankly there, the man with all the answers. Also on tonight's programme, the Felchester Phenomenon. This evening saw the first leg of the club's all-important local derby against the Whites, with the Rovers sporting their adventurous new 0-0-11 formation. And the news is that it's had mixed results. No goals for Felchester, 23 for the Whites. Des?
Yes, that's definitely the score.
Expert analysis there from TV's Mr. Television, Des Frankly. Would you like to talk us through the winning goal, Des?
Here he gets the ball and he scores. Definitely a goal.
Put in a nutshell, Des. And I believe that you're off to Felchester this week for an in-depth report on the revolution that's rocking the Rovers. Now, we'll be back after the break, but for the moment, with the sword of destiny hanging over Felchester like a giant sword, from Des and me, Calamaris means goodbye.
Aye?
Yes, with the sword of destiny hanging over Felchitzer like a giant bejeweled scimitar, irradiant in the dusk, the players foregather in the dressing room to assess their defeat.
I say we should adopt Cartesian ethicism.
I say Hobbesian realism.
Well, I reckon what we need is political cosmology, innit?
I say it was my turn to be sent up forward.
No, it was my turn.
You said we'd all get a go.
Indeed, comrades. Our new system allows everyone to take a turn at being centre forward, regardless of race, creed, or footballing ability. It's just that you all had your turn at once, that's all.
Blimey, it's a right cock-up, isn't it? What does Marx say?
Let me see, chapter 3, revisionism, chapter 6, materialism, chapter 10, the inevitable eclipse of the bourgeoisie in the face of global communistic revolution. Here it is, chapter 11, centre-forwards. Right. The successful conversion of a spherical projectile under a communist system is often best effective by positioning a well-built worker in such a manner as to deflect cranially the aforementioned leather globe when flighted to an appropriate altitude. Well, he means, duckhead, lob it up to the big man in the box.
Doesn't say anything about 11 big men.
Stevie's got a point there, Rick, me old nut crusher. We can't go on like this, mate. This club has got a long tradition of constant victory.
Pooh! What does winning matter when we are true to ourselves?
Yeah, but the club's got a tradition of huge crowds enjoying these constant victories.
Poopy plops! What do crowds matter here? In the soul of a man here, in the pocket of his tachini tracksuit, here.
Well, the club has a long tradition of huge crowds paying large sums of money, Sunshine, to enjoy these constant victories.
Oh, now I get your point, comrades, yes. We need a new direction. Scrap everything. We must formulate a new economic policy before it is too late. New ideas, new players. We must bring back Stan Bowles, Rodney Marsh, Frank Worthington.
Frank Worthington?
Wait a minute. Those are all old players.
Ah, but this time they'll be working for the people.
You mean?
Yes, they won't get paid. We need a new man with new ideas. Someone with a business brain. Someone from America. I know just the person. It'll be but the work of a moment to change things around.
Well, I didn't see any difference.
Boys, meet our new marketing consultant, just flown in from the States. Hi there, Daddy-O. What's cooking, baby?
It's sure lonesome out on the trail, partner.
Groovy thing, Hepcat. Be there or be spheroid. As they say in America.
When the coyote calls and the prairie dogs howl, I'll be there with my goyle. Oh, good Lord, Lennon, I don't think I can keep this up much longer. And Nancy talk. And what are these riffraff doing in my office anyway?
But this is a changing rooms.
Not anymore, it isn't. They got new ones.
Oh, goody. Where?
Bloody brilliant, mate. In the toilet.
Takes one back, though, but it were just like this when I were a lad.
What, you had an outside toilet, did you?
Nah. Well, lived in one. Every night me da would serenade us to sleep with de Jovac on the French horn.
Yeah, well, there ain't any room for a French horn in here, is there, son?
Oh, I've got a stylophone.
Speedy, mate, not now. We got to think of a plan of action.
Well, we own 2/3 of that club.
No, we don't, not anymore. I sold our share to Ricky when the gates started to fall.
Well, you're a stupid pillock then, aren't you? Only divine inspiration can help us now.
What would Chopper Harris have done in a position like this?
Chopper Harris. Same as he always did. Straight in our ghoulies with the studs of his boot. What an artist.
Right, son. Well, that's what we're going to do. We go for Ricky's vitals, metaphorically, of course.
And stick the boot in.
Brilliant. Give us a tune, maestro.
Hello, and it's welcome back to Footy Scene. I'm Frank Lee Bryan, the man who goes in hard and late. And tonight I have with me in the studio the terrific twosome who are bringing yet another new look to turbulent Felchester. Midfield maestro Ricky Lennon.
Sprout.
And marketing magician Colonel Brace Cartwright.
You can call me Colonel.
Now, Ricky, if I can turn to you first. You are a member of the Communist Party.
I love a party with a little atmosphere.
Now, yet in recent weeks, you seem to have diluted your principles somewhat. In fact, you've signed a contract for a ghosted column in your name to appear weekly in the Daily Tits.
Well, it's the paper that supports our boys, frankly.
My nights of shame with the topless lovelies. Felchester's fun-loving, balding maestro, Ricky Lennon, likes nothing more than to cuddle up between the sheets with busty Sharon Griddle, 19, and her two enormous melons.
Who? Well, perhaps there was one. There was an aubergine, but that was much later. I don't...
Now, you've also signed a 3-year sponsorship deal with a military defoliant company.
Yes, Veggie Death.
You never know what's lurking in the long grass. Natives.
Yes, some of our fans can be a little keen. They get into the ground, you know.
So what happened to love for your fellow man and that sort of thing?
Back in the Punjab, we had two chaps who were keen on their fellow men. We hung them. Upside down. Over a bee's nest. And we smeared them in salad dressing.
Quite, yes. But what about those early ideals of everyone mucking in together?
Back in Rajasthan, we had a couple of NCOs who mucked in together. We had them pulled apart by trained hens. I knew another fella. We put his head in a vice. And using the regimental sucker...
Thank you very much, Colonel. Thank you.
What this company needs is a bit of discipline. And violence.
What the Colonel is trying to say is that we've developed a new kind of practical communism.
Damn Nancy, talk if you are.
Oh, what a wacky Colonel you are. Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
Such a funster. But frankly... The Colonel's a good communist at heart.
We're splitting the profits 50-50.
Meanwhile, preparations for the brand new Felchester are proceeding apace. As the weeks pass, a steady stream of vehicles arrives at the giant stadium, turning once mighty Felchester Rovers into the new look all-star quick-fry multi-screen Felcherava pleasure complex. Finally, Ricky Lennon has everything he needs for the grand unveiling.
Looks like you got everything you need for the grand unveiling, mate. 4 cases I Love Ricky windmill hats. 7 cases Ricky's the One for Me OK red balloons for the children. 5 cases Ricky Lennon's All Right autograph plastic scratch and sniff doggy doos. And 83 cases of You Have Nothing to Lose But Your Chains high-speed Wizzo Whoosh Frisbees.
Ah, yes, the cultural committee has chosen well. A sensible variety of high-class gifts and souvenirs. Tell me, were you not a taxi driver before our great and brilliant revolution?
That's just a sideline, Gov. Extra money, you know.
So now you are a glorious driver of the people's lorries?
No, that's a sideline as well. I'm really a full-time organiser for Militant.
Splendid. I fully support your arm struggle, of course. But you will appreciate the need to avoid selling your newspaper in front of the stadium, as the newspaper concession has been exclusively negotiated with the Daily Tits.
I had that busty Sharon Griddle, 19, in the back of my lorry once.
Well, that is terribly interesting, yes. But what did you do with the 100-weight of quick-drying cement that was in there?
Aye?
I see from this invoice, my light-fingered proletarian friend, that there should be 10 lorry loads of quick-drying cement. You have delivered only 9. You can't fool the children of revolution. Oh, no, no.
But I did deliver it, Mr. Lennon, Sir Gov. I delivered it this morning, Your Honour. Somebody must have nicked it.
Nicked it?
Now, who would be so stupid as to do a thing like that?
I've done it. I've removed a vital cog from the machinery of the counter-revolution.
You what, Whack?
I've nicked 100 weight of quick-drying cement.
Oh, bloody brilliant, that is.
Don't worry. I've hidden it in the dressing room. It's safe till Saturday.
But the dressing room is now the Colonel's office.
Yes, I had taken that into account.
Oh, yeah, go on then, great.
Well, I'd taken that into account as an insoluble flaw in my plan.
Or did you also take into account that you're a complete and utter useless pillock?
Well, you can't expect me to think of everything.
Come on, son, quick. We've got to stop the Colonel getting into his office until you've removed every last bit of cement. And put that bloody thing away.
Meanwhile, unaware of the impending cement, Colonel Brace Cartwright escorts none other than football's Mr. Flamenco, Des Frankly, around the club, hoping that his forthcoming in-depth feature will tell the world about the new-look Felchester.
Wow. Spanish chap, eh? Paella on your boots. What did you say your name was? Lopez, Pedro?
It's Des Frankly.
Well, frankly, Pedro. Well, now, I've been the new executive suite complex, which occupies 99% of the club's ground area. I don't suppose you have more farms like electricity where you come from?
I come from Dagenham.
I knew a Spanish fellow once. Volunteer. So we called in the regimental hired assassin, and we cut him. Good Lord. Trotsky? What are you doing standing guard outside my office? What the devil's going on inside?
They're painting your office, sir.
They're painting it rather loud, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a very loud paint, sir. Bright orange.
Ah, that's splendid. Now, look here, young Trotsky. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. Senor Frankly from Malaga.
Dagenham.
welcome to our country, mate. Or should I say, hasta la vista.
No, thanks very much, but actually,
look,
I'm from...
Lopez is making a documentary about the club. Perhaps we can see the redecorating in progress.
Yeah, it seems to stop now.
Ah, it's young Rasputin.
Stalin, sir.
Same thing. So you've been redecorating my office, have you?
Have I?
Funny sort of paint. It's not wet.
Ah, well, it's the ready-painted paint, Governor. You glue it on this
way. Funny sort of orange. It's a greeny sort of orange. In fact, it's a greeny sort of green.
Ah, well, that'll be the hint of apple, sir.
One other thing. What are these bags of sand doing behind my desk?
Bags of sand?
You told me to ship the cement. You never said nothing about any sand.
I didn't know you'd taken any sand, did I?
You can't make concrete without sand, can you?
Well, we'll get the sand moved at once, Governor.
No. Leave it here. Splendid stuff. Reminds me of the desert. Rommel, the desert fox. Now, there was our wily adversary. Had a lot of respect for Rommel. So much so, I joined the SS. Of course, where you come from, Sanchez, you know all about the desert. Mile upon mile of burning sand. Savage man-eating rhinoceroses waiting to pounce. Ferocious tribesmen lurking behind every dune.
In Essex?
That's the place. I can feel the parching thirst even now. Fancy a snifter? We could go over to the kitchens and see if we can rustle up a little sangria.
Yeah, make mine a pint.
All right, I give in, duckhead. What you done with the cement?
Simple. I chucked it out of the window.
But we're 5 floors up, son.
That's all right. Ricky's car broke its fall.
You flattened Ricky's Rolls-Royce.
Don't worry. I have taken that into account. It'll cost us 3 months' wages each.
No, sunshine. It'll cost you 9 months' wages. Think about it, son.
As the burly defender's brain cranks slowly into second gear, Felchester's Russian balding meister, Ricky Lenin, decides to seek expert advice.
Dear Deirdre... This friend of mine is the Russian balding maestro at a well-known Midland soccer club. Hello, Terry. Just entering my fan mail.
How's it going in, Rick?
Oh, just great. You know, we're having lots of fairground rides. There's the Hall of Materialism, and there's the Tunnel of Land Redistribution.
That's £2 each. Then there's guess the weight of the political commissar. That's 5 guesses for £1. How many crystals in the salt mine? That's the same rate. Then there'll be the 10,000 succulent, mouth-watering, 100% meaty Ricky burgers. That's £1 a time, but you 50p.
Ah, well, that's what I've come to see about, see, Rick. You see, rumour has it that all this has corrupted you, and frankly, the old guard are getting disillusioned.
Who is this rumour? Remove him from all the team photographs at once.
No, Rick. The rank and file, son. The people. They think you're distancing yourself from them. They look at the first class air travel. The Rolls Royce with the squishy seats and the 9 brands of whiskey. The Muscadet soaked jockstrap and the leather underwear.
But I am the people. I am their representative. That is the people's leather underwear. The people's squishy seats.
Yeah, the people's shaking Stephen's compact disc.
Oh, that's shaky. Oh, he's some cool cat. Oh, there's an old piano and it's playing hot behind the green door.
Yeah, well, if it's the people's Rolls Royce, then you won't mind that they've just blown it up, will you?
Yeah, this old house is full of... Who have just blown it up?
Felchester Minoff. Yeah, they've squashed it flat, Rick.
How could it be squashed flat by a car bomb?
Yeah, well, they put it on the roof rack by mistake, eh?
My beloved car. Destroyed by those miserable, snivelling...
Freedom fighters?
Yes, of course, freedom fighters, yes. Misguided freedom fighters? Oh, their punishment will be swift. But what is one car against the happiness of thousands of little kiddies? The smiles on their little proletarian faces as they clutch their Ricky Lennon's a great guy souvenir pennant in one hand and munch a delicious, chunky Ricky burger with the other...
Yeah, well, they won't have nice little smiles if they haven't got any teeth left, will they, Rick?
I do not quite follow you, my soon-to-be ex-midfield general.
Observe, Mr. Nutty Slack. In me left... one sizzling quarter-pound Ricky burger, fresh from the Felcherama ovens. In me right hand, 1 5-pound tungsten-tipped hammer. I bring one down on the other, like thus... with the following results.
It's broken to pieces.
And the burger's still intact, Ricky.
My beloved Ricky Burgers, contaminated by the revisionist running stoats of Western capitalism. Oh, they will die. Like stoats.
You're missing an open goal, Ricky, son. It's not poison. By the look of things, I'd say it was a lorry load of quick-drying cement. You know, considering there's a national TV presenter heading for the kitchens at this very moment, inedible hamburgers and possibly fatal car parking facilities could ruin the entire Felcherama project, not to mention its majority shareholder. Hey, Rick, me old majority shareholder.
Sprout!
Penniless, son, destitute, nothing to do but sell changing room pegs. Don't worry, Ricky. We'll probably remember you.
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way.
No, no, Ricky, there isn't a way, son. But I'm a generous man, you know, so I'll tell you something. I'll buy every single one of your shares in the club.
Terry, you are a hero of the revolution. The people will reward you for this with their smiles and their fraternal admiration.
It's all right, Ricky, son, I don't want any reward.
A simple 80% profit will do me fine. I'll buy the lot at 20% of their face value.
25%.
15.
18.
13.
14. You drive a hard bargain.
Let's go lower and make it sexy. And now, me old revisionist stoat, I think it's time we visited the kitchens.
And this, Gonzalez, is a dish made of beaten eggs with vegetable filling. We in England call it our beaten eggs with vegetable filling.
Really, where I come from, it's called Spanish omelette.
What an extraordinary thing to call it. Here, try one of these. We in England traditionally call this a jumbo, choppy, lip-smacking Ricky Burger.
Blimey, it tastes like a breeze block.
We British like our meat well done. Let me have a bite.
Stop. Goodness, stop. Don't eat any more. There's been a mistake. Ricky burgers are off.
You're telling me, mate. You'll have dentists here from all over the country if you try and unload these in the Felcharama complex.
What Felcharama complex? You lads haven't heard anything about the Felcharama complex?
No. This is surely just a jape. We have no complexes, no psychological problems, no. We are just an everyday run-of-the-mill anarcho-syndicalist football club.
Well, there you go, Stevie. Me? I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't heard anything about it several times in the past few weeks.
I don't understand. What about all these burgers?
They're not burgers, Manuel. They've been mislabeled. They're discuses for the players to play around with.
We lads like nothing but on a cold morning at the warm-up by throwing the odd 10,000 discuses.
Well, I've spent the whole morning listening to a different story. What do you say, Colonel?
I'd say it's a bit underdone.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of the new afternoon roundup. Frank Lee and the Des. I'm Des Frankly, the man who's going straight back to Madrid the minute this is over. I'm afraid there's no main feature tonight, but here's Frank Lee Bryan with news of that all-important Cup Derby clash between Felchester and their local rivals, the Whites. Remember, Felchester Rovers 23-0 down at that first leg. Frank Lee.
Singe me beard, me old Amada, frankly death. Extraordinary news from Felchester, where Ricky's Red Rovers have roared back to snatch victory 24-0 in the last minute. The winning goal coming from Mickey Molotov, just like the old Rovers, eh, me old bass separatist? Ole, they'll be celebrating in the Felchester dressing room tonight, but I wonder how they pull it off, hombre.
Oh, I take off my underpants to you, Terry. Who else would have thought of it?
The Red Army. 50,000 crazed Felchester supporters armed with razor-sharp identity cards.
Yes, it was rather an unorthodox way of winning.
Yeah, force-feeding them to the back four. That was brilliant, that.
And here's Mickey Molotov, scorer of our glorious revolutionary winning goal. Have another cocktail, Mickey.
Oh, no thanks, boy. I brought my own, didn't I, man?
It's been a great day, boys. But remember that we have only won one match in the FA Cup of life. As Engels said, when you get through to the next round, you generally have to play someone else. Let us not gild our laurels before the stable door has bolted. Let us not count our sardines before the tin has been opened. Let us not...
Ah, shut up and hear another cocktail.
Yes, things are once more back to normal at Felchester Bridge. The players back in the old dressing room, their kit back on the old peg, the team back to its winning ways. And the Revolutionary Central Committee has even been kind enough to arrange a full realignment and reschedule rostering of work duties for the club's faithful servant of 20 years standing, Colonel Brace Cartwright.
Proams! Proams! Get your proams! Free discus with every proam!
But what do the sardines of time hold for our heroes? Are there any anchovies lurking unnoticed in the pack? Will communism keep a hold on once great Felchester? Will Ricky's brilliant brain lead the team to further triumphs? Or will Stevie achieve his long-term ambition to rule in his own right? What bloaters lie in store? Don't miss the next palpitating episode of Lenin of the Rovers. Appearing in Lenin of the Rovers were Keith Allen as Terry Trotsky, Tony Alias as Des Frankly, Bala Barkley as the Colonel, Andrew McLean as Stevie Stalin and the Taxi Driver, Alexei Sale as Ricky Lenin, and Kenneth Wolstenholme as Frank Lee Bryan. Your announcer was John Whitty. The program was written by Marcus Berkman and the producer, Harry Thompson.